Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, September 13th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden heads west to save Gavin Newsom. The Democrats' big spending proposal stalls. Republican governors reject the president's vaccine mandate. The NFL kicks off another season amid the pandemic. Also ahead, a simple question. Is President Biden lost? But first, the president touring wildfire damage in Idaho and Colorado while campaigning with Governor Newsom in California. His recall vote is tomorrow. Latest polls show Newsom gaining ground, but nobody really knows who'll show up to vote. The president finds himself below 50% job approval in key battleground states, including Arizona, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and that may extend to California. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin pumping the brakes on his party's $3.5 trillion spending package. The moderate from West Virginia saying he would only support a bill allocating about $1.5 trillion. An evenly split Senate means every Democrat must vote for the colossal spending package. The original price tag pushed by Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer is four times the size of Ronald Reagan's entire federal budget in 1984. Republican governors in South Dakota, Texas, Florida, Nebraska, Georgia threatening legal challenges to President Biden's vaccine mandate. The Department of Labor now ordering private companies with more than 100 employees to require the vax or weekly testing for those who refuse the vaccination. Supporters say the move is necessary to tamp down the Delta variant of COVID. Critics say the order is a massive breach of states' rights. The NFL launching its second season in the COVID age, making a series of changes. The organization's general counsel considering a vaccine mandate for all players. Current rules require testing every 2 weeks. Officials also allowing social justice messaging on the field, permitting pre-approved slogans on helmets like Black Lives Matter and Stop the Hate. Will Stop the Vax be next? In a moment, the message of the day is Joe Biden completely lost.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Right back. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden has become a fascinating subject for me, your humble correspondent, but for all the wrong reasons. While various corporate news people spotlight the intense division in America, which the corrupt media cheers on, of course, few will report the real story facing this country. The amazing ability of Mr. Biden to create disastrous situations. The COVID mandates are the latest demonstration of Mr. Biden's incompetence. Instead of rallying the nation to combat the virus on a personal level, the president demonizes the unvaccinated and tries to punish them. It's not that the basic premise is wrong, it isn't. Unvaccinated adults are allowing the virus to spread quicker. That's the truth, no matter what the far right puts forth. But by going full tilt authoritarian, Mr. Biden gives ammunition to the vaccine resistors, making them sympathetic in some quarters. Thus, anti-vax opposition deepens and more Americans get sick. We all know how Mr. Biden screwed up Afghanistan, and his destruction of America's border security is a big-time scandal, even if the corrupt media will not report it. But the worst may be yet to come. Here is the brutal truth. Joe Biden is not able to mentally assess cause and effect. He was stunned when Afghanistan fell, not understanding it was his foolish strategy that led to that. He completely hides from the collapsing southern border, even though his executive orders to stop the wall and cease immediate deportations to Mexico have allowed millions of migrants to cross illegally into the USA. Mr. Biden's attack on the American oil industry has directly led to higher pump prices. His embrace of late-term abortion has angered millions of human beings who were allowed to be birthed. The radical left progressives who run Joe Biden know full well the man cannot grasp the consequences of his actions, and the U.S. economy is up next. The socialists understand that only making millions of Americans dependent on government handouts will incite a change from capitalism to federal control of the economy. Socialism will only happen if Americans give up trying to earn their prosperity and allow Washington to provide. That's what the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is all about, creating dependence on government giveaways. Free stuff is a powerful drug. President Biden, in my opinion, is totally oblivious to the consequences of record government spending and the draconian tax hikes that will accompany it. And when the economy crashes, which it will if this insane spending continues, Mr. Biden will do exactly what he did with Afghanistan, declare some kind of excellent outcome. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 59 years ago this month, a riot broke out at the University of Mississippi. An enraged mob attacked U.S. Marshals stationed on campus. Why? The admission of a black U.S. Air Force veteran, James Meredith. Here is the story. Born June 25, 1933, in rural Mississippi, Mr. Meredith graduated high school, joined the military in 1951, serving at an air base in Japan. He returned to his home state determined to become the first African-American to attend Ole Miss. He studied at Jackson State College, a black school, from 1960 to 61, then applied for admission to the University of Mississippi. The administration there immediately moved to block James Meredith, a racist move, to be sure. In February, the college sent the vet a telegram denying his admission. After little explanation of the rejection, he filed a lawsuit with the assistance of the NAACP. After a legal battle, the Supreme Court ruled on September 10, 1962, that James Meredith was to be admitted to Ole Miss. Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett tried to prevent his enrollment by assuming the position of registrar at the school. But on September 30, 1962, a deal was reached between the governor and the U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy to allow Meredith to enroll. Then all hell broke loose. A mob of angry whites confronted U.S. Marshals guarding James Meredith. The crowd assaulted the feds with bricks outside the school's administration building. Federal troops were quickly deployed to quell the unrest, and James Meredith needed 24-hour security at Ole Miss. The troops remained on campus for nearly a year to ensure his safety. Despite these challenges, James Meredith graduated with a bachelor's degree in August 1963. Today, he and his wife Judy live in Jackson, Mississippi. And here's something else you might not know. Mr. Meredith's struggle to integrate the University of Mississippi paved the way for millions of others. As of this year, 21% of the entire student body at Ole Miss is comprised of minorities. James Meredith is a true American hero whose story has not been told nearly enough. Back after this.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.